This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Trucker protest could spread to U.S.
We're going
to
sit here as long as it takes.
Investigation into boxes of documents.
Trump seems to have flaunted all of the rules.
Olympic success.
A triple gold medal day for the U.S. here in Beijing.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There are concerns a trucker protest that has hit Canada and has affected trade with the U.S. will flare up in this country, too. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says it began as pushback to COVID vaccine mandates.
The Department of Homeland Security says it received reports a convoy of truckers plans to potentially block roads in major metropolitan cities and severely disrupt transportation. The DHS alert says the convoy could begin Sunday in Los Angeles, the site of the Super Bowl, gathering truckers as they travel across the country, possibly reaching Washington, D.C. on March 1st, the same day as the State of the Union.
I'm Chris Mavridis in Toronto. Most of the demonstrators at the border and in Canada's capital aren't actually truckers. They're in SUVs and pickups and minivans and on foot. The Canadian Trucking Association says nearly 90% of Canadian truckers are fully vaccinated and don't support the protests.
The CDC's not ready to change its mask guidance yet, even though many states are letting restrictions expire. But as we hear from CBS's Mola Lenghi, mask mandates remain in effect in many schools.
I'm angry. I think it's time.
In Illinois, school boards are feeling the heat from angry parents fed up with masking in schools.
I'm deeply concerned about the impact that wearing masks has on my four-year-old.
15 states and Washington, D.C. currently have K-12 mask mandates in place. Six have announced they'll ease that restriction in the coming weeks.
It's a temporary period of uncertainty.
Joseph Allen is a public health researcher from Harvard.
We're on the back end of a wave. We should take advantage of this time, pull back controls. We should absolutely continue to monitor the trends.
CBS News has learned the Justice Department could investigate former President Trump's handling of documents when he left office. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe says it's about more than a dozen boxes at his Florida estate that are now at the National Archives.
The former president says he's had collaborative and respectful discussions with the National Archives. And this is important. A source familiar with this situation tells CBS News that just because the issue is being referred to the Justice Department doesn't mean there's actually going to be a criminal investigation or potential prosecution. The source adds that this is a standard procedure in the event that people think there may have been a criminal violation.
Great Britain's top diplomat has urged Russia's foreign minister to take the path of diplomacy. Moscow says it won't listen to ultimatums. But as CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb reports from Ukraine, Russian forces continue flexing their military muscle.
For the next 10 days, around 30,000 Russian troops will carry out joint drills right on Ukraine's northern border. Alexei Danilov, Ukraine's top security official, says Ukraine is not panicked, but is ready for anything. The Russians may use Belarus as a ground for a provocation, he said. CBS News has learned of a Pentagon plan to evacuate the thousands of Americans currently living in Ukraine if needed, but not all Americans say they're willing to leave. Like Brian Best, who's lived in the capital Kyiv for over two decades.
This is my home. It's part of my identity.
Now to Beijing, where more Americans struck Olympic gold.
For just over 4 minutes, Nathan Chen was near perfection on ice. Skating to the music of Elton John, Chen leaped, twisted, and turned. He completed five quadruple jumps, and when it was over, He was Olympic champion.
Truly, I never imagined I'd be able to make it this far in my career, and it really means the world.
While Chen dominated the figure skating event, American Chloe Kim dominated the snowboard halfpipe. At the age of 21, she won her second straight Olympic gold. Her biggest challenge came before the competition began.
I actually had a really tough practice, so it was a lot of mental battles.
And later, the U.S. won a third gold in team freestyle skiing. As far as the situation involving Russia's 15-year-old figure skating sensation Kamila Valieva, there has been no clarification about her status. There have been numerous reports that she has tested positive for a banned substance. And coming up tonight, U.S. time, Michaela Schifrin, who's had a horrible Olympics so far, will be back on the slopes competing in the Super G event. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
There's new information from Bob Saget's family about his death last month right after a comedy club performance in Orlando.
The comedian died from some kind of trauma to the head, the medical examiner concluding that he likely accidentally hit the back of his head on something, thought nothing of it, and went to sleep. No alcohol or drugs were involved. Saget was found dead in his hotel room here January 9th, and at the time investigators said there were no signs of foul play, drugs, or alcohol. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A teenage boy was stabbed several times and a security guard was shot in the leg outside a Buffalo high school after classes had ended for the day. Both were treated at a hospital. Police say it stemmed from a dispute involving a lot of people and no arrests have been made. There's new momentum behind a bid to ban members of Congress from trading stocks. At first, it was an idea opposed by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, but now a committee will review proposals about transactions that include stock sales.
I do believe in the integrity of people in public service. I want the public to have that understanding. We have to do this to deter something that we see as a problem, but it is a confidence issue.
Lawmakers have to disclose their transactions. A Business Insider investigation last year uncovered dozens of violations, and four senators were investigated for stock sales in the early days of the pandemic. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league has fallen short on the hiring of minority head coaches, and it won't tolerate racism or discrimination.
We want to see black head coaches in the NFL and coaches of color and eventually gender. What we're going to do is step back and look at everything we're doing today, reevaluate that.
Goodell says the Rooney Rule, designed to get people of color in for interviews, might need to be overhauled. And the NFL says it's going to investigate new sexual misconduct allegations made against Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder. The team had said it would launch its own investigation.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A bit of TV sports history last night.
For the first time ever, ESPN aired an NBA game led by all women.
Oh, the crossover by Mitchell.
Play-by-play commentator Beth Mowins called the action between the Golden State Warriors and Utah Jazz in Salt Lake City last night, alongside analyst Doris Burke.
This is so good that despite the illegal screen,
reporter Lisa Salters was on the sidelines. There was also an entire production staff of women who worked on the game behind the scenes. The Jazz did win, by the way, beating the Warriors 111-85.
Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A woman in Congress faced her own full court press. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene in a TV interview went on about Speaker Nancy Pelosi's gazpacho police. Gazpacho is a soup, nothing like the Nazi Gestapo to which she was apparently referring. Hard to count the number of internet jokes that got served up on that one. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.